Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions. I am your hostess, Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds, and this is a show that was created so that you have a place to ask those questions that you have about your life and to get the answers from your guidance, the answers that can help you to make those changes that are going to change who you are creating yourself to be. It's interesting because this morning I was doing some work on myself because, you know, that's what I do. And I was connecting with my guidance. And I was having a dream at the same time. So in the dream I was a teacher in a college. And I think it was more like an English class, but I don't know. But the question that I asked the students, and this was a test that they were taking, and they had read several different books before taking this test, and we had talked about all of these different people and who they were and all of that. And so the question on the test was, who are you? And that was the only question. And so they got 30 minutes to write the answer to that question. And so when I woke up, the first question that I was getting from my guidance was, who are you? And it's like they were carrying forward what had been happening in the dream. And it was interesting because the answer that I had today was different from the answer, you know, that I've had in the past. You know, you have all of these answers, well, I am, you know, and I'm a woman, and I'm a child of God, and I'm, you know, all these other labels that we've been taught. And this time, the answer that came to me was that I am who I create myself to be. And while that doesn't really sound all that, you know, different, maybe, I don't know, it feels totally different. It's like I'm accepting that I have power because I am who I create myself to be. So it's not like I'm saying, okay, I'm whatever God wants me to be. I'm saying I'm whoever I create myself to be. Now, I know that God is within me and that we are one. So, you know, it is still what God wants, but it's the God that I am being. So, in a way, it's a completely different answer. if that makes any sense to anyone. I don't know if it does or not, but I accept that I am who I am creating myself to be. And that feels good. So, now we will start finding out what it is that's on your mind for today. So let's go to our caller from area code 914. Hi, who's this?
My name is Christine. Thank you for taking my call.
You said Christine?
Yes.
Okay. And what can I do for you today, Christine?
Well, I'm just going through a lot of stuff in my life right now, particularly with my living situation. And I'm just wondering if you could pick up on anything about my future, what I could be doing to create the best future for myself.
Okay. The first thing that I'm getting is accept the responsibility for who you are and what you've created.
Mm-hmm.
And for a lot of people, that's like the most difficult thing because we don't want to be responsible for ourselves and for
right.
our lives. Because if we're responsible, then there's nobody to blame, you know?
Right.
So your guidance is saying an important step for you to move forward on your path and create the life that you truly desire. And they're showing you that that life really is going to be absolutely amazing and outstanding. It's for you to accept that you are responsible for where you are now.
Yes, I do take it. I do accept that, and I have been thinking about that a lot, especially in terms of my health, because I have some kind of condition that hasn't been diagnosed. I've been to doctors, I've gotten tests, and they haven't found anything. So I think it's all like a mental stress-related illness, so I know that I have to take full responsibility of that and change the way that I think, and I have been trying, and it's very hard. So I just need some guidance.
Okay. Well, we're going to do some work on changing the way that you think, and the work that we do will be very easy, so you don't have to jump through hoops or anything. You just need to repeat out loud what I say. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
And we're going to talk to your innate body, which I consider like your spiritual consciousness. And so everything will start with the words, dear innate. So you need to say that part of it as well.
Okay.
Dear innate, I accept responsibility for my life.
Dear innate, I accept responsibility for my life.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to change.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to change.
Dear innate, I no longer hold myself back.
Dear innate, I no longer hold myself back.
Dear innate, I give myself the freedom to be me.
Dear innate, I give myself the freedom to be me.
Dear innate, I know that God is within me.
Dear innate, I know that God is within me.
Dear innate, I connect to the wisdom of God.
Dear innate, I connect to the wisdom of God.
Dear innate, I allow myself to receive answers to my questions.
Dear innate,
to receive answers to my questions.
Dear innate, I allow myself to receive answers to my questions.
Dear innate, I allow solutions to come to me.
Dear innate, I allow solutions to come to me.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I allow myself to know how.
Dear Nate, even though I don't know how, I allow myself to know how.
Dear Nate, I trust my guidance.
Dear Nate, I trust my guidance.
Dear Nate, I accept that I create my life.
Dear Nate, I accept that I create my life.
Dear Nate, I deserve an amazing, wonderful life.
Dear Nate, I deserve an amazing, wonderful life.
Dear Nate, I create an amazing, wonderful life.
Dear Nate, I create an amazing, wonderful life.
And take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
It's good. I feel like I need to meditate on these concepts.
Well, we're going to do a little bit more first. Okay. Dear Nate, I disconnect from the past.
Dear Nate, I disconnect from the past.
Dear Nate, I accept that I am no longer who I was.
Dear Nate, I accept that I am no longer who I was.
Dear Nate, I am moving forward with a clean slate.
Dear Nate, I am moving forward with a clean slate.
Dear Nate, I am creating perfect health.
Dear Nate, I am creating perfect health.
Dear Nate, I am creating wealth and abundance.
Dear Nate, I am creating wealth and abundance.
Dear Nate, even though I may not believe it, I am changing my life.
Dear Nate, even though I don't believe it, I am changing my life.
Take another nice deep breath. Okay. Energies are really shifting in you now. Okay. How does that feel?
It feels really good. I feel lighter.
Yeah. You let go of a bunch of stuff. You should feel lighter, yeah. Okay, so is anything coming up? Anything that we need to let go of?
Maybe a past relationship.
Okay. Dear Nate, I cut all ties to past relationships.
Dear Nate, I cut ties to all past relationships.
Dear Nate, I forgive myself for the mistakes that I have made.
Dear Nate, I forgive myself for the mistakes that I have made.
Dear Nate, I release any need to punish myself.
Dear Nate, I release any need to punish myself.
Dear Nate, I give myself the freedom to live my life.
Dear Nate, I give myself the freedom to live my life.
Dear Nate, I completely love and accept myself.
Dear Nate, I completely love and accept myself.
Take a nice deep breath. All right. How does that feel?
Feels great. I just need to repeat this, you know? I really appreciate it.
And you know, you can use the dear innate statements in whatever way comes up for you. Like if you suddenly realize you're afraid, you can simply say, "Dear innate, I release this fear."
Mm-hmm.
And you are allowing yourself to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Your guidance is saying that you are moving forward in who you are here to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that you are the one who decides, you know, what it is you experience, what your life is like, what it's all about. And if you don't like anything in particular that you are experiencing, you can release it. In fact,
right.
I go through and I release everything, the things I like and the things that I don't like, because it clears all the old energy off of it. So releasing is a wonderful way to clear the energy in your life. And it allows you to have more clarity about who you are and what's actually important to you. So I encourage you to do that, and feel free to call me as many times as you need to, and we'll go through whatever they bring up, because this is about you. This is about you living in your power and being the beautiful being that you already are. Okay?
Thank you so much.
You are welcome. And
have
a wonderful day.
Thank you.
You too, sweetheart.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. So today is all about, it's all about accepting. It's about accepting who you are. It's about accepting your life. It's about accepting what you are creating. It's about allowing yourself to move forward and not be stuck in what you used to be or what you used to believe. Life really is allowed to be wonderful and amazing and absolutely mind-boggling. And there really is so much more to us than we have ever been taught. So for those of you who call in, if you have a question or you would like a message, don't forget to press the number 1 so that that lovely symbol appears on my studio board. Otherwise, I just let you listen because, hey, that may be what you're here for. And I never did tell you guys who I am. I am Barbara Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach. I'm a person who's been searching for 60 years, coming up to 61 soon. Oh my gosh, I'm getting older. Okay. And I've been searching for the truth. I've been searching to understand life, to understand myself, to understand who I really am. And so when I was working this morning, as I was clearing and doing the stuff that I always do when I wake up, and I realized that I am the one who creates my life. And it's taken me quite a while to actually be willing to accept responsibility, because I don't see responsibility the way I used to. You know, it used to be this dark, heavy, yucky energy, like, you're responsible, you've got to be punished, that kind of energy. And now it's just this amazing, light, beautiful energy that gives me the freedom to be who I am and to create my life the way I choose to create it. So let's go to our caller from area code 978. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Danielle. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. How's it going?
It's going great. How's it going for you?
You know, I'm doing okay. I feel like I'm hanging in there. Coming down from this retrograde, it's always a good time. I feel like there's that roller coaster feeling when you go up and then you're in it and then you come back down again and kind of assimilate everything. So I feel like I'm in that assimilation phase currently, just letting it wash over me and absorbing my own lessons from this last time. And I,
wonderful.
Yeah, then I had a nudge to check on Blog Talk, and there you were. You know, I hardly ever go on there anymore, but if I do, it generally is to find you. So here we are.
Yeah, so what shall we do since we found each other?
I don't have anything in particular I'm thinking about, so maybe just if you have any thoughts or messages for me, because it's been a while since I've checked in with somebody else, so I'm open to whatever you have to say.
Okay, wonderful. Well, let's see what your guidance wants to say to you. Okay, so Mother Mary is coming forward, and she wants to give you a message, so here it is. My beloved one, I embrace you. I hold you in my arms. I keep you safe. I am here for you. You can call on me anytime, day or night. It doesn't matter. I am always here for you. You can ask me to help you with whatever it is that you are going through, because you are not going through it alone. You're never, ever going through anything alone. And when you call on me and you give me permission to help you, I do so with love, pure love, because that is who you are. That is what you are made of. That is what your life is created from. Even the things that don't seem loving are still created from love. Love is the most powerful force in existence. And it is in you. It is you. And you can utilize love for whatever you desire. In fact, I encourage you to start looking at situations that you may find less than ideal and surround them with love. See love working its way into every aspect of the situation. Let love solve your problems, because it will. It does. It's an underutilized source that most people don't think of, but it is there for each and every one of you. Start to use love more in your life. And we are not talking about the romantic love and all of the other versions of love. We are talking about the energy that is love, because love simply is. And when you allow it to work with you, to help you to change your life, it creates miracles. It creates your dreams coming true. So anytime you have any questions, ask me. Anytime you have any difficulties, if you can't figure it out, call on me. In fact, you don't even need to try to figure it out. Just call on me. You are here, and you are given the resources to create the magnificent life that you chose to live. Don't forget that. You are loved, and you are supported in every moment, in every thought, in every area of your life. I am here for you, always. I love you. Okay, that's what she wanted to tell you. Wow.
It's never anything light, right? That was very emotionally intense when I connect up with you. I'll tell you that. But that makes a lot of sense. It does, because I think, well, I mean, just on many different levels, but it makes a lot of sense. And it's, love has definitely been my focal point and thoughts over the last several months. It keeps coming back to that, like that's the answer. But I think in so many circumstances, we're trying to think about especially like as healers and light workers, I think we're trying to think about always how we can offer others love. But I think for myself, listening to that, it was the remembrance of asking for it too, being open to receive that, because it is, we are meant to be that two-way street, and we can only give as much as we're willing to receive as well. And I think I've kind of disconnected from that a bit, not the concept of love, but maybe remembering to ask for that myself, to being open to receiving that love, not just solutions on how I can give it more to others. I think the receiving it myself naturally leads to being able to give it more to others. So I think that's definitely something that resonates with me and something that I'll be putting more focus into, is more releasing it and just really being open to that love and the support of, you know, Mother Mary and all the different angels and guides that support all of us, for sure. I like that.
Wonderful.
That feels very...
Well, would you like to do a few of the little dear innate statements to kind of bring this home even more?
Okay, so explain that to me, because I don't know that I've experienced that with you before. I was listening to you going through it with the last caller. I was like, okay, this feels good. This feels like something new. So what? How does that work? Tell me about it.
Okay, so we have an innate body, and it's part of us that we can't see. It connects us. It connects our soul to our physical body. It connects us to our Akashic records. It connects into our DNA. It connects every aspect of our being. It connects with our mind and our subconscious and all of our beliefs and all of our thoughts. So when we talk to this innate body, we are telling it what we want or what we want to let go of in our lives. So it's one of the ways of changing our beliefs that's actually incredibly easy. You know, because you simply say it and it starts to happen. Me too. You know, I'm always asking them, bring me something easy. Bring me something that works. Incredibly
right.
Amazing. You know, and that's what they brought to me this time. So
I like it.
A few statements they'd like for you to make to help you to incorporate more love in your life.
Okie doke. Let's do it.
Okay. So just repeat after me.
Okay.
Dear innate, I allow myself to receive love.
Dear innate, I allow myself to receive love.
Dear innate, I open my heart to loving and accepting myself.
Dear innate, I open my heart to loving and accepting myself.
Dear innate, I allow love to guide me.
Dear innate, I allow love to guide me.
Dear innate, I am love.
Dear innate, I am love.
How does that feel?
Like truth. Definitely feels like truth. I think it's sometimes easy to get a little bit lost inside of our heads.
Yeah.
And I think that opening to love and just really centering to ourselves as the energy of love takes us out of that space, because it's so much of it. One of the things that Mary was saying was, because you were like, well, if you need help figuring it out, and it was like, scratch that. Don't even try to figure it out. And I was like, yeah, that sounds about right. You know? Because it's like, oh, we need to even take that step out of it for you, because it's like, I can't figure it out. Okay, tell me how to figure it out. No, just release. And it's like, yeah, I think that's the truth, because sometimes we're just so wrapped up in that mental space and that circling around something, we just really disconnect from that intuitive space, that feeling space. And it starts to be that kind of forced, jerky motions. How you were saying, you surrender everything good and bad in order to just be at peace with the moment or what comes, right? And I think that's the truth of it, is opening to love. Being love is being in that centered space where it's not what's right or what's wrong. It's like, okay, what feels right right now. Not 10 minutes ago, not 10 minutes from now, but right now.
Exactly.
And I think that's the energy of love, right? It's being in this moment now, being inside our natural energy.
Yes, because you are in that energy, there isn't anything wrong.
Right?
Because living in the moment, you're not thinking about the future, you're not thinking about the past, so there really isn't anything wrong.
Right, you're just in that flow.
Mm-hmm.
Which is such a great place to be.
It really is.
You know, I it seems like, well, and I suppose that's the crux of the thinking mind, right? It seems like it should be an easier place to exist, but I think that's the thing, right? The mind is going to kind of be the thing that we trip over along the way because we want to logic it out or reference past circumstances. You know, when fear creeps up, the mind tries to step in to problem solve, when what we really need is to release that mind and just really be in that love and that present energy. I think that's
exactly
the message you brought to me today.
Yeah. And there's a statement that I use sometimes that you may find it's convenient for you. It's, dear innate, even though my mind doesn't understand, I'm still letting it go.
Say that last part again. Even though my mind doesn't understand,
I'm still letting it go.
Yeah, I'm still letting it go. I think that's... Yes, I like that a lot. Even though my mind doesn't understand, I'm still letting it go. Because I do think that's, you know, it's that latch on of like needing to understand and needing to find that solution. Because I feel a lot of that new energy you were just discussing. I think we all are, really. I think we're at that place right now of a shift
mm-hmm.
again.
Yeah,
but I think
yeah.
none of that happens without surrender and release.
Exactly.
I woke up, you know, you have random epiphanies. I woke up yesterday. Enoughness has been on my mind for like the last 6 months, always about enoughness and being enough. And yesterday was this strange realization of part of it is we want to prove to other people that we're enough, which isn't the
mm-hmm.
same as just being in that loving energy of enough. But the other part of it is the insecurity wants us to prove how other people aren't enough. And so we'll do that criticism judgment thing because it's another way of trying to air quote be enough when we just are enough. And I was like, oof, that felt like very heavy to me because I was like, man, when I want to criticize and judge somebody else, that's that scared part of me with all these new changes that says, well, I'm not sure I'm enough. I'm going to pick on somebody else and that will make me enough. And it's like, no, but that's not the truth. And everybody loses, you know, like, and I can feel that instinct inside of me. That's like, well, I'll micromanage others. And it's like, well, that doesn't feel right. And it's like, cause it's not right. Trying to make somebody else less will never make you more. And everybody loses. And I was like, oof, that's something I need to just like marinate in and release. You know, well, because it's such a thing, because you look around and we're all like, well, this is how, you know, we talk about jobs and kids and who's more intelligent, who's more attractive, and all of it is just a way for us to say, I'm enough. But we are all enough. We just are enough. You know, and being inside that space of like, we just are enough. All of those things set aside.
Wonderful. Oh, and they're giving me a statement for that too. They're saying, dear innate, even though I don't believe that I am enough, I accept that I am enough.
Mm-hmm. Dear innate, even though I don't believe I am enough, I accept that I am enough. Yeah, that definitely feels like...
Breath. Yeah.
Yeah, that definitely feels like some truth there. Okay, well, I know you probably have other people to get on to, but yeah, I just, well, you know, it happens like every how many ever months, maybe 6 months, and it's just like, okay, check in with your friend Barbara, see what's the what. And we harmonize for a little bit, and then we're back off and running again. And I really appreciate it. So whenever I hear you, I'm like, friend, like right away. Your energy always feels like that resonance of familiarity to me in a very good way, in a very grounded way.
Wonderful.
And I appreciate that. Thanks for exchanging energy with me today.
Well, thank you. And I just love talking to you too. So I'll talk to you again in 6 months or so.
Sounds like a date. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to the caller from area code 772. Hi, who's this?
Yeah.
You're breaking up something awful.
Oh, can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you somewhat. There's a staticky noise in there.
Oh, is it better?
Yes.
Okay.
And what's your name?
Okay. Hi, Barbara. Martha.
Hi, Martha. What can I do for you today?
No, I just been dealing with some heavy duty energy, I guess, that every time I feel joyful or happy or successful, it's just inside of me. It's not really even outside. And it just takes me away from any joy. And so my journey becomes so difficult because every time I make progress, I have to deal with it. And this is like not little things. These are like panic attacks. These are like things that really stop me from moving.
Okay. I'm getting that some of this has to do with past lives, if you believe in past lives. If you don't, no big deal. But this is some energy that you have been carrying around for several lifetimes. So let's do some work and see if we can clear this out, because you don't need to keep this anymore. So we're going to make those dear innate statements, and you're going to repeat what I say, okay?
Okay.
Dear innate, I release the heaviness from my past lives.
Dear innate, I release the heaviness of my past life.
Dear innate, I disconnect from all of that old energy.
Dear innate, I disconnect from all of that old energy.
Dear innate, I allow those old beliefs to be removed from my body.
Dear innate, I allow those beliefs to be removed from my body.
Dear innate, I am creating that I have a wonderful life.
Dear innate, I'm creating that I have a wonderful life.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how to let this stuff go, I'm letting go of all of this crap from the past.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how to let go, I'm letting go of all this crap from the past.
Dear innate, I accept that I am the one creating my life.
Dear innate, I accept that I am the one creating my life.
Dear innate, it is my choice to create a wonderful life.
Dear innate, it is my choice to create a wonderful life.
Dear innate, I forgive all of my mistakes from my past lives.
Dear innate, I forgive all of my mistakes from my past life.
Dear innate, I release the need to punish myself.
Dear innate, I release the need to punish myself.
Dear innate, I surround myself with love.
Dear innate, I surround myself with love.
Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Yeah, it does feel sad. I feel sadness.
Okay. Dear innate, I release the sadness.
Dear innate, I release the sadness.
Dear innate, I release the false identities.
Dear innate, I release the false identity.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I release the belief that I did something wrong.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I release the belief that I did something wrong.
Dear innate, I allow myself to feel joy.
Dear innate, I allow myself to feel joy.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to feel joy.
Sorry, can you repeat?
Dear innate, it is safe for me to feel joy.
Dear innate, give me strength to feel joy.
Dear innate, I just let it all go.
Dear innate, I just let it all go.
Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Yeah, I guess that. The major trigger sentence is that I feel, I guess, that I know that I did something wrong, but that is my fault, that all the things that have happened to me is kind of my fault, because at some level I'm responsible for them, and so that's something that kind of don't know how to deal with that feeling, because I have, you know, my mind justifies this, like, well, you are responsible for your creations. You're the creator of your life, and you made all these things. You created all that. You attracted these people, you know. And
okay, well, then let's get rid of the blame and the guilt and all of that crappy stuff. So, dear innate, even though my mind doesn't agree with me, I release all of the blame.
Dear innate, even though my mind doesn't agree with me, I release.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I release all of the guilt.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I release all of the guilt.
Dear innate, even though it goes against what I've been taught, I release all of the shame.
Sorry, can you repeat?
Sure. Dear innate, even though it goes against what I was taught, I release all of the shame.
Dear innate, even though it goes against what I was taught, I release all of the shame.
Dear innate, I deserve to be happy.
Dear innate, I deserve to be happy.
Dear innate, I release the need to beat myself up.
Dear innate, I release the need to beat myself up.
Dear innate, I release the need to judge myself.
Dear innate, I release the need to judge myself.
Dear innate, I accept myself with love.
Dear innate, I accept myself with love.
And take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Yeah, better. The only thing that comes up is this layer that I guess it's again like my mind can and analyzing, but it's like, if my mother and my father didn't want me and abused me and neglected me, like there must be something to do with me, you know?
Okay. All right, so, dear Renate, I release the belief that I don't deserve to live.
Dear Renate, I release the belief that I don't deserve to live.
Dear Renate, I release the belief that I don't deserve love.
Dear Renate, I release the belief that I don't deserve love.
Dear Renate, I release the belief that I was a mistake.
Dear Renate, I release the belief that I was a mistake.
Dear Renate, I release the burden of my life.
Dear Renate, I release the burden of my life.
A nice deep breath. Doing a little bit more. Dear Renate, I accept that God does not make mistakes.
Dear Renate, I accept the fact that God doesn't make mistakes.
Dear Renate, I accept that God loves me.
Dear Renate, I accept that God loves me.
Dear Renate, I accept that I deserve to be loved.
Dear Renate, I accept the fact that I deserve to be loved.
Dear Renate, I forgive my parents.
Dear Renate, I forgive my parents.
Dear Renate, I cut all ties with my mother.
Dear Renate, I cut with my mother.
Dear Renate, I cut all ties with my father.
Dear Renate, I cut all ties with my father.
Dear Renate, I cut all ties with my past.
Dear Renate, I cut all ties with my past.
Dear Renate, I give myself the freedom to live my life.
Dear Renate, I give myself the freedom to live my life.
And take a nice deep breath. Hey, how do you feel?
Yeah, better. Yeah, I think that's the block from the past years that I just, you know, my mind gets engaged and it's just analyzing and trying to understand, make sense of what happened. But there's no sense. Nothing makes sense.
No.
You know,
there isn't mental. Supposed to be any sense. There's nothing for you to analyze. You don't even need to think about it. So if it starts coming up, then imagine it surrounded with this beautiful pink light of love. Just let the whole situation get surrounded by love. In fact, you may just want to sit and just go through your whole life and surround everything that comes up with love and just let the love work, because that'll eliminate all of that old negative energy.
But it's like the question that I guess is in the back, still floating. It's like, so why did that happen? And did I have anything to do with it? And if I did,
no,
I don't want to have it again.
Even then, surrounded with love.
Okay.
Surround yourself with love. Surround your brain with love. You start thinking those thoughts, just surround it with love and let it go. Don't even go there. Just let the love take care of it, okay?
Okay.
And there's a group of angels that are going to be working with you while you're doing this. So you're not doing it alone. So, you know, if it feels like too much, you just ask them to help you. You know, ask them to lighten the burden or whatever terminology works for you. They are there for you. So use them, okay?
Okay.
Getting better. You're already changing right now. There's this, actually it's like the light in you is getting brighter. So keep doing this and keep surrounding everything with love and let your light shine, because you are meant to be here. You are not a mistake. So accept the fact that you deserve to live, because you really do.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Call me back if you need to.
Okay, well, thank you. Bye.
All right.
Let's go.
Bye-bye. Okay, we are going to the caller from area code 916. Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Christy.
Hi, Christy. What can I do to help you today?
Hi, thank you for taking my call, and bless the last caller's heart. Oh, I feel for her. I don't even know how to say it. I just feel like I'm serious all the time. I don't enjoy life as much as I should, and I expect seriousness from the people around me, and I don't want to live like that.
Okay, so the first thing that comes through is the question of why are you afraid of joy?
I don't know, because I like joy. I don't know.
I just see you pushing it away. It's like they're actually showing you with a baseball bat. Joy is coming up and you're beating it. So
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, were you raised in a family where people laughed, smiled, had a good time?
Yeah, and everyone around me does. And then I get, like, frustrated because I'm like, no, we need to take this seriously. We don't need to take everything seriously. It's like I know that, but I don't follow that.
Okay. It has something to do with justifying your own existence.
What do you mean by that?
It's something that you're trying to prove. I'm not sure who you're trying to prove it to. You're trying to prove that you deserve to be alive because you are so serious. Did you fall in love with someone who was incredibly serious or something?
No. Quite the opposite. No, I didn't.
Okay.
I don't
know. This is something that started when you were a little kid. They're showing you as a little girl around 6 or 7 years old. I don't know what happened, but it started this whole seriousness stuff. Okay. All right, so we're just going to do some statements and see if we can get this out of you. You okay with that?
Okay, thank you. Yes, thank you.
Okay. Dear innate, I release the need to be serious.
Dear innate, I release the need to be serious.
Dear innate, I release the belief that life is supposed to be serious.
Dear innate, I release that life is supposed to be serious.
Dear innate, I release the requirement of seriousness.
Dear innate, I release the requirement of seriousness.
Dear innate, I release the fear of joy.
Dear innate, I release the fear of joy.
Dear innate, I release the need to prove that I am serious.
Dear innate, I release the need to prove I am serious.
Dear innate, I release the need to judge other people's seriousness.
Dear innate, I release the need to judge other people's seriousness.
Dear innate, I release the fear of living.
Dear innate, I release the fear of living.
Dear innate, I release that frightened little girl inside of me.
Dear innate, I release that frightened little girl inside of me.
Dear innate, I release the need to justify my life.
Dear innate, I release the need to justify my life.
Dear innate, I let it all go.
Dear innate, I let it all go.
Take a nice deep breath. And how does that feel?
It feels good. Yeah. Maybe I just need to release it all.
Might as well. You don't have to figure it out to release it, so.
I don't have to part analyze it either.
Yeah, no, you don't. That's a total waste of time. Okay. Now I want you to think about some situation where you are normally very serious. I want you to go into that energy and let me see what they're showing me. Okay, so are you one of those people that is usually in the background that you don't really let people see you?
Yes.
That's what they were showing you. Okay. Dear innate, I release the need to hide.
Dear innate, I release the need to hide.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to be seen.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to be seen.
Dear innate, I release the belief that if people really know me, they will not love me.
Dear innate, I release... I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
I release the belief that if people really know me, they will not love me.
I release the belief that if people really know me, they will not love me.
Take a nice deep breath.
Okay.
How does that feel?
That feels good. It feels good to say it.
That was actually a major thing for you. I don't know where it came from, but it was there.
It felt different than the first set of things I've said, yes.
Okay, so imagine that tomorrow you're at a gathering and people are laughing and having a wonderful time. What are you doing?
I'm going to have a wonderful time as well and laugh.
And does it feel good to laugh and have a wonderful time?
Yes. Yes, it does.
All right, anything else coming up that we need to let go of?
Not right now, no, I don't know. Thank you.
You are welcome.
Thank you so much. Bless you. And
have fun in life.
I will. Life is too short in this real world, you know? Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Bless you. Thank you.
Okay, our next caller is from area code 917. Hi.
Hi, this is Lauren. How are you?
I'm fine, Lauren. How are you?
I'm good. I really like the work you're doing with the last caller. I was actually doing it along with you guys, so... I appreciate it.
Oh, that's absolutely fine. You can always do work along with the other callers. If it works for you, hey, The more the better.
Yeah, I thought it was really powerful. So, I'm going through a lot right now all at once, and so I'm not even sure where to start exactly, but I need to break a cycle that I'm currently in that's repeating itself immediately, and so I'm trying to do everything I can to make sure that happens.
Okay, do you want to tell me what the cycle is?
It's basically, it's about being abused and being blamed for it, and then not being able to use your God-given instincts to help others because of that.
Okay. All right, so repeat after me, and we're going to talk to your innate body, so let's see what they bring up. Dear innate, I release being overwhelmed.
Dear innate, I release being overwhelmed.
Dear innate, I release the need to be dominated.
Dear innate, I release the need to be dominated.
Dear innate, I release the belief that I am supposed to be submissive.
Dear innate, I release the belief that I am supposed to be submissive.
Dear innate, I release the requirement that I be submissive.
Dear innate, I release the requirement that I be submissive.
Dear innate, I accept that I have the right to speak.
Dear innate, I accept that I have the right to speak.
Dear innate, I open my voice and let it be heard.
Dear innate, I open my voice and let it be heard.
Dear innate, I take back my power from other people.
Dear innate, I take back my power from other people.
Dear innate, no one controls me.
Dear innate, no one controls me.
Dear innate, I deserve to live.
Dear innate, I deserve to live.
Dear innate, I deserve to be happy.
Dear innate, I deserve to be happy.
Dear innate, I am no longer a doormat.
Dear innate, I am no longer a doormat.
Dear innate, I stand in my power.
Dear innate, I stand in my power.
Dear innate, I accept myself.
Dear innate, I accept myself.
Dear innate, I am only responsible for me.
Dear innate, I am only responsible for me.
Dear innate, I break the pattern of abuse.
Dear innate, I break the pattern of abuse.
Dear innate, I break all ties with the past.
Dear innate, I break all ties with the past.
Dear innate, I let it all go.
Dear innate, I let it all go.
And take a nice deep breath. And how does that feel?
It's really hard to say everything. That's why I called, because at first I really couldn't believe that this worked, and the work you did with the last caller was so powerful. I knew that I could manage to repeat this, but I'm in tears now, so it's going to take a bit to process that actually works, and that it's hard to say because it works.
Yeah. And some people, they have to try it several times before they can repeat what I say. But that's okay. That's just you truly letting go. And sometimes we don't want to see what's right in front of our faces. And that's okay. You know, that's just part of life.
Yeah.
Okay, let me see if they're showing me anything else. Okay, we're going to do a little bit more. Dear innate, I completely release the cycle of abuse in my life.
Dear innate, I completely release the cycle of abuse in my life.
Dear innate, I accept that I deserve better.
Dear innate, I accept that I deserve better.
Dear innate, I accept that God is within me.
Dear innate, I accept that God is within me.
Dear innate, I accept that I have the power of God.
Dear innate, I accept that I have the power of God.
Dear innate, I accept that I am strong.
Dear innate, I accept that I am strong.
Dear innate, I'm not going to take this crap anymore.
Dear innate, I'm not going to take this crap anymore.
Dear innate, I am not going to make anyone more important than me in my own life.
Dear innate, I am not going to make anyone more important than me in my own life.
Dear innate, I love myself.
Dear innate, I love myself.
Dear innate, I treat myself with love and respect.
Dear innate, I treat myself with love and respect.
Dear innate, I release everyone who does not love and respect me.
Dear innate, I release everyone who does not love and respect me.
Dear innate, they no longer have a reason to be in my life.
Dear innate, they no longer have a reason to be in my life.
Dear innate, I have learned my lesson and I release this cycle.
Dear innate, I have learned my lesson and I release this cycle.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I am moving forward in my life.
Dear innate, even though I do not know how, I am moving forward in my life.
Dear innate, my life is getting better and better.
Dear innate, my life is getting better and better.
Dear innate, I deserve the best.
Dear innate, I deserve the best.
Mm-hmm.
That was a question. I should have said it. I just want to say everyone deserves the best. And so I feel almost too selfish saying that. Yeah. So, okay, dear innate, I deserve the best.
Okay, take a nice deep breath. How do you feel?
This is weird. Maybe I just need water. I just instantly got a headache as soon as I exhaled. And I wasn't expecting that. I feel a lot better, but I think it's just a headache in general. For me to accept everything you're saying. And so, even though I believe it, and I truly, really try to believe and put as much intention and power into everything, it's still, for some reason, I just have to undo all of that, you know, programming, you know. And so it's just almost like a chemical kind of thing that's going on, probably, that's just causing the headache.
Well, it is part of the releasing that you're doing. And you are releasing the cycle, the beliefs, the programming, all of that stuff. You're letting go of all of that right now. That's what we're doing. And, okay. Dear innate, I release the headache.
Dear innate, I release this headache.
Dear innate, I release the need to create pain in myself.
Dear innate, I release the need to create pain in myself.
Dear innate, I release all of the old programming.
Dear Nate, I release all of the old programming.
Dear Nate, I open up and I just let it go.
Dear Nate, I open up and I just let it go.
Dear Nate, I deserve to feel wonderful.
Dear Nate, I deserve to feel wonderful.
Dear Nate, it is the will of God that I have a wonderful life.
Dear Nate, it is the will of God that I have a wonderful life.
Dear Nate, I forgive myself for the past.
Dear Nate, I forgive myself for the past.
Dear Nate, I forgive everyone who ever hurt me.
Dear Nate, I forgive everyone who ever hurt me.
Dear Nate, that is no longer who I am, and I let it go.
Dear Nate, that is no longer who I am, and I let it go.
Dear Nate, I am strong and invincible.
Dear Nate, I am strong and invincible.
And take a nice deep breath.
Okay. So, I figured out that headache was not releasing the tears that I need because I was trying not to call on the to cry on your show. So I just need to cry for a little bit. And I'll be
yes, definitely. I have no problem with people crying. Some people tell me I always make them cry. So cry, that's your way of releasing, and there's no problem with that. It's a good thing, actually.
Well, I didn't want to cry anymore. I was trying not to, so I just, yeah, because I've cried too much, and it's just, I'm just sick of it. You know what I mean?
I understand, but if your body is saying cry, then by all means cry, because you're letting go of a lot of different stuff, and that's one of the ways that it comes out, and it's not a problem. It's really not. And I love you whether you're crying or not.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay. Let me see if there's anything else. There's one more thing they want you to say. Dear Nate, I open my heart to loving and accepting myself.
Dear Nate, I open my heart to loving and accepting myself.
Dear Nate, I accept that I am good enough.
Dear Nate, I accept that I am good enough.
Take a nice deep breath. Ooh, oh. That's got things moving in you. Okay, Archangel Michael wants to pour his lovely, amazing chakra cleaner in you to clear out all of your chakras. Are you okay with that?
Yes, definitely.
All right, he's going to do that now. So if you feel something, that's what you're feeling. And if you don't feel anything, that's fine. It's working whether you feel it or not. And it's really opening up your heart chakra, but it's also working on your first chakra, which is your survival chakra, and the one where you store all of those fears and doubts about whether or not you actually deserve to live and all of that kind of crap. It's clearing that out,
right,
too. There's a lot of stuff there. So
yeah. It's working. It's working, yeah. My ears ring when I hear various spirits and things, and they're ringing extra loud now.
Okay, and so you may just want to take it easy for a while. Usually after intense work, I usually just take a nap because my guidance always says to me, why don't you just rest? So, you know, that's what I do. So you may want to do
okay.
that too.
I think that definitely needs to happen, yeah, for sure.
And drink lots of water.
Yeah.
And remember, if you ever feel like, you know, you need your chakras cleared or whatever, you just call on Archangel Michael and he will come and do it. He has no problem with that at all. So he's there for you. And he wanted
okay.
me to tell you that. He is there for you.
Okay.
All right. I think you've had about all you can handle today.
Yeah, for now. But I really appreciate you. Thank you so much. That is it's truly life changing, and I'm just grateful that you have done that. Thank you.
You're welcome. And feel free to call me back next week or whenever you need to let go of some more if that's something that happens, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day, Lauren.
Many blessings. You too.
Many blessings to you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to our next caller from 1111111111.
Hi, who's this? This is me. Me. How are you, beautiful one? Anointed one.
I am having a wonderful day. How are you?
I, too, am having a day full of wonder, enjoying witnessing your healing powers and your powerful effect upon those who come to you and bear their souls, and you help to them to heal on the spot. Do they know they can come back and listen to the recording? That's an element of opportunity that they may not know. And if they're listening,
they do
I
now
just want to remind them. Yes, 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 yes. So I came for my taste of honey and sweetness and love and magic and joy that comes when I am with you.
Well, wonderful. Okay. All right, so they want you to say some phrases first. It's been a while since they've had you say phrases. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Dear innate, I am who I create myself to be.
Dear innate, I am who I create myself to be.
Dear innate, I am the creator of my life.
Dear innate, I am the creatress of my life.
Dear innate, I am powerful.
Dear innate, I am powerful.
Dear innate, I have the power to change anything at any time.
Dear innate, I have the power to change anything at any time. I am powerful.
Dear innate, I accept my power.
Dear innate, I accept my power gratefully.
Okay, take a nice deep breath. Okay, you're being surrounded by this beautiful pink mist of love. Surrounded you, and it's filling up your whole house and your property. Clearing out a bunch of old energy. I don't know what that was, but it's gone now. Okay. I'm seeing a vision of you dancing, swirling beautiful scarves, and having lots of fun.
She's back. Yes. I'm looking in front of me. The fabric is just waiting for me to pick it up and move with it more. And it's coming forth in the near future. Very near.
It's interesting because this time I see that you're wearing lots of jewelry. In fact, you're wearing anklets, and they make little noise when you move. And you're wearing bracelets, and you've got rings on all of your fingers, and then you've got necklaces, and you've got something there on your. It hangs down almost over your third eye, and then it's like a crown thing. Your earrings, you're just flashy, flashy, flashy.
Well, I like to see her when she's like that. I do. And it has yet to be when I've gone from head to toe. I need some toe rings on too, and some henna, on my hands and my toes. I mean, since I'm doing it, ooh-wee, yes. Yes, thank you for that vision, the reminder that I have those things and that they are to be appreciated by me and for others who might want to witness them as well. Thank you.
Wonderful. Yes, you may want to record it, this dance. I have no idea what you're dancing to. Okay.
You know, today I played.
Go ahead.
Today I played, and yesterday or the day before, the last couple of videos I put on, I was playing some the bowls and bells. So it could be of my own making, but I will see if this a particular one that is good enough for me to present myself in this way.
What I'm hearing has doesn't have words, but it has there's a flute in it. I don't know if it's sounds more like a Native American flute. And there are little cymbal sounds and it's an interesting music. I've never heard it before, so I have no idea what it is.
You know, in your saying that, I have a friend, a dear beloved brother and friend way back in the day, this life and other lives. I have his music and permission to use it. So it shall be. It's good enough for me.
Okay.
To perform. Yes. He plays the flute, the saxophone, and little, what do they call them? I'm trying to think what they call it. Well, bells and chimes and percussion instruments. That's what they're called. Yes. Thank you, Anointed One, for the anointing and the blessings.
You are welcome. And enjoy your dance.
I shall.
Wonderful.
Namaste.
Namaste. Wow, it's been a wonderful, wonderful show, and I thank everyone who called in and was doing the work on themselves. And don't forget, you can go back and listen to the archive, and you can say the words to your own innate as I'm saying them with someone else. You can repeat it out loud to your own innate, and it will also have an impact on your life. This isn't something that just the people who are saying it are going to benefit from. Anyone can say them and experience the benefit. And the energy of those words is in the recording. So you would receive all of the benefits. And I am being told that everyone needs to open yourself up more and more to actually loving you and that forgiving of everything. And if there are specific people that you need to forgive, you can say, "Dear Innate, I forgive, you know, Aunt Lucy or whoever it is." That forgiving is such an amazing lightening of the load that you carry, because every negativity that you continue to carry weighs you down. And so start to forgive. Just say, "Dear Innate, I forgive." And if that's all you feel capable of saying, then just say that. And just say it over and over, "Dear Innate, I forgive." And let the burden go, because you don't need to hang on to that. And another thing you might want to release is anger. Because it's time to let that go too, because that really binds us up. It gets trapped in our liver and gallbladder and all of that area. And really, it does actually physically bind us up. I remember a time when I used to have these severe pains in that area, and I was thinking, well, what is this, you know? I didn't go to the doctor because, you know, I don't go to the doctor. But I came to realize it was anger that I didn't even know I had. And it was just a matter of saying, "Dear Innate, I release the anger." And the more I did that, the less I experienced the pain. And now I haven't had that pain. It's been years now. So when you let things go, when you truly open up to releasing them, you are letting them go forever. You are removing that from your life. And frankly, you deserve a wonderful life. So let go. Even the things you don't think you can let go of, you can say, "Dear Innate, even though I don't believe that I can let this go, I let it go." Or you can name what it was. It's totally up to you. Your innate body is there to work with you on changing your life. So just use it. Say it however you say it, and let it go. And if you need any help from me, then you know to contact me or be here next Friday for the next show, and I will be more than happy to work with you, because you really do deserve to have a wonderful life, and I truly do love you. Thank you all so much for listening. Have a wonderful weekend. Bye-bye.